by far my favorite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy. Enjoy.
By far my favourite station.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
It's time right now to talk to an artist who's doing really well. That's Frankie Rocking Smith. His new single is called What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. It's already doing well in the UK Talk Radio Hot 100. You can find further details by going to theuktalkradiostation.co.uk and you'll see the charts there. So, Frankie, we're going to talk about that fantastic single, the inspiration for it, in just a moment. But let me take you back to the beginning. And for you, it all started with Christmas songs.
Yeah, well, my manager, Marcel, he's the manager of MFB Music Management. He came and wrote a song and he asked me, did I want to record it? So I was too pleased to have an official single out. And he did a fantastic job on that. He got it released under all the major streaming platforms and it did pretty good. We had some pretty good reviews with some of the magazines and some of the big online radio stations were playing it, and it done pretty well, but he always said to me if I got my own songs written, my own album, that we would do something with that. But this was a big kickoff for me. It got my foot in the door and got me out there as an official artist.
Because everybody's got to start somewhere, haven't they? Everybody needs that start point. And then I understand that there was a little bit of a gap. And then, of course, your new single came out. So tell us a little bit about What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger and what led you to writing it.
Well, it was during the lockdown and I had to give up my gigs and the music and everything, and I wasn't even working during that time, so we were just stuck in, and I took the opportunity in writing songs, and I came up with the idea with the COVID situation that we were in. We weren't allowed out to see some of my family members. I lost an uncle on my mum's side and an auntie on my dad's side, so I lost an auntie and an uncle for that time, and it were terrible times. I wouldn't see my family, and We were stuck in. We weren't working. So I came up with the idea for the song that when we were allowed out again, it made us appreciate life more. So I started writing about that. And then at the time, just before that, my son had a major heart operation when he was just 3 weeks old, and I were in a terrible state. I didn't know how to handle it. And then during the lockdown, the nurses, because he was under 24-hour watch, he also had to have a tracheostomy when he could come home, and the nurses couldn't come out. So we had to watch him and do all the basic life support training. And when my daughter was born, 18 months later, she had inflammation on her lungs. She were in hospital. But I was a lot stronger that time because I had already been through it with my son. So the second time, I was a lot stronger. I knew how to handle it. So that gave me also the main title for the song, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And then losing family members during the lockdown, and so many people went through hard times. When we were allowed out again, and I could go back to it, doing what I love, doing my gigs, back to work, it just makes you look at life in a different way. And I look at my kids every day, and I'm so thankful for them and my family members. It just makes you appreciate life so much more. And that's what gave me the idea for that song, and that's how I chose that. Well, I chose it for the single because a lot of people can relate to that.
I mean, it's a very powerful song, and our listeners are loving it, and obviously very poignant to you, as you've just mentioned, and also resonates with all of us because, as you say, we were suddenly in this situation where all the freedoms that we'd taken for granted, suddenly they weren't there, and people were getting ill around us. Nobody really knew what was going on. So you've also captured that moment and that time very well. And I think it's a very positive message because, as you said, once you get through it, none of these things are easy at the time, but the big but is that when you get through that, it does make you a lot stronger.
Yeah, oh, it does. It does make you a lot stronger, especially when you've been through a lot and things go back to normal. It's like there's nothing that can buy happiness and having your loved ones around you. There's nothing more rewarding than that. Some people unfortunately didn't didn't make it through COVID. I had it twice, and thank God I was okay. My family, my mum and dad were okay, and my kids were okay. But a lot of people obviously wasn't as fortunate. So that song also goes out for the people that did lose loved ones during that time. And it just, but I've had a lot of good feedback from that song, and it really means a lot. It really has touched my heart.
You're doing very well in the UK Talk Radio Hot 100.
It came in at 92, and I was over the moon that it was it's been climbing every week, and I was just over the moon to be in the chart, but every week it seems to be getting higher and higher. That's just a dream come true for me. I just never ever imagined that I'd be in any type of charts, but the song has been voted by the fans and streamed, so that means a lot. And I'd just like to say a big thank you to all the fans and everyone that supported the single.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You've made it this far. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Though some things might have ripped you apart, sometimes you have to experience the bad so we can appreciate the good things that we have. During the last few years, we've seen some crazy stuff go on in our lives. That virus in lockdown, people lost loved ones, and then we have realized. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You've made it this far. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Though something might have ripped you apart. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Tell us a little bit about your life work.
I've been touring now for the last 3 years, back at it again, and I've been fully booked throughout the year, mostly around the rock and roll clubs, because I do a lot of 50s and 60s type music. I do other venues as well, like parties and other like social clubs, and when I do those, I do Motown, reggae, and some pop music of today, but mostly I'm doing the rock and roll venues at the moment, and the audience there love it because they do all the line dancing and all the strolling and bopping, and they go for all that sort of thing. So that audience, my music goes down really well with the people that understand that type of music.
And it must be a fantastic feeling to have a live audience in front of you and see them enjoying your music and just dancing and having a great time.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, I've been performing a couple of the new songs from the new album coming out in May, and the audience they responded really well, and I saw a few get up and dance to my songs, and I never thought I'd see the day that I'd see people dancing to my own songs.
I mean, that's an even better feeling, is it? It's nice when they dance with other people's songs, but even to see a live audience enjoying your music, I mean, that must be absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it is. It's a dream come true. And the fan base, I've got 4,000 followers on Facebook. They just absolutely love the new single, and they've the feedback I've had on that, and they all follow my live work. And that was also during the lockdown, the COVID situation. I used to sing on a lot of groups, so that built up a big fan base for me as well.
And you mentioned the album. What you didn't tell us, what is the album called, and where can we buy it?
The album is the same name as the single, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And that will be available for all the major streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, all the major platforms. And I'm also offering a special limited edition signed CD edition. I think we'll do something like 200 copies, signed editions of for those. And a lot of people have been contacting me through Facebook and buying them, but there also will be a Frankie Rockin' Smith website that they can purchase that from. And I think at a later point, it'll also be on Amazon as well.
Brilliant. So those are things. So and the website that's not quite ready yet, but that's coming. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'll be coming up soon. But at the moment, if people want to pre-order the album, which will be released the 10th of May, they can message me direct on Facebook, Frankie Rockin' Smith, and they can pre-order the album. But the single is also available on CD as well. I'm doing a limited edition signed CDs for the single. So I'm just managing that for Facebook at the moment. That's where most of my fans are.
And just to round off, tell us a little bit about. So we've mentioned the album, we've obviously got the single on there, but tell us about two of the tracks, which are not an easy question because, of course, you're connected to all the music you've made. But just two of the tracks on the album that we might look out for, and why they're special to you.
Well, I was the special song for me, obviously, is What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger because of the meaningful lyrics what was wrote. But another song that I really love is a song called, well, there's actually three of my top songs, which one would be Paint the Town Red. I love it because it's a little bit, it's like a country rock and roll song, a bit of country rock. And that song, every time I perform it at my gigs, it gets everyone up dancing. So it's such an upbeated rocking track. And the other song that is a really close song to me is a song called Don't Rush In. My cousin were going through a relationship at the time, with a girl, and she wasn't serious, but he were. So I gave him a little advice one day and said, don't rush in to things. Take things slow, and if it's make sure it's meant to be, and if she's the one for you, then you'll know. But just don't rush in. And he was playing the guitar at the time, and we looked at each other. I thought, well, what an idea for a song. So that song it came out brilliantly. He was playing like an Elvis Presley song at the time, and it gave me the idea for like a 60s rock and roll feel to it. So I think those three songs would be my top three songs. Don't rush in. Paint the Town Red, and What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger.
Thank you, Frankie. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We've been talking about the single What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. Do check out the video on YouTube. You can see Frankie singing the song. It's really poignant. Simply go to YouTube and tap in Frankie Rockin' Smith, and the song is What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And to find out more about this artist, the Facebook is at Frankie Rockin' Smith. Frankie Rockin' Smith, so that's Rockin', don't add a G in there. You can find out more about this artist, as I say, on Facebook. It's at Frankie Rockin' Smith. Also on Apple Music and Spotify. And it's also available as a new single on Amazon, available for pre-order. Once again, we've been talking to Frankie Rockin' Smith, and do follow Frankie in the UK Talk Radio Hot 100. Simply go to the uktalkradiostation.co.uk and you'll see the week's charts, and you can hear them live at 4 o'clock every Sunday on UK Talk Radio, repeated on Sunday at 9 p.m.